Hi, and welcome to Queen City Skin Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Elizabeth Rostin, board-certified dermatologist, skin, nail, and hair specialist, and cosmetic expert. This is your place to learn about skin care, skin conditions, and the latest cosmetic techniques and services. Empower yourself with skin care and anti-aging knowledge for healthier, more beautiful skin and appearance. The information in this podcast is not for medical advice. It is for informational purposes only, and you should always consult with your doctor for your best care. Hi, and welcome to Queen City Skin Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about alopecia. And let's start with the definition of alopecia, which I think is important for the understanding. Alopecia is the partial or complete absence of hair from areas where it normally grows. So that can include the scalp, but also other areas. So when someone says they have alopecia, it just means they're having hair loss. It doesn't define the alopecia. And so today we're going to talk about non-scarring alopecia. There are two broad categories of hair loss or alopecia, both scarring and non-scarring. Scarring is where the hair follicles are destroyed, and that's obviously the more serious hair loss because the hair follicles don't grow back. Non-scarring is hair loss where the hair follicles are intact. So there's a better prognosis. Those hair follicles are still there. So with treatment, we can get them growing again. It's important to get evaluation from a board-certified dermatologist so you can get that diagnosis so we can get treatment started as soon as possible. So today, we're going to talk about the most common types of the non-scarring hair loss or thinning. And there's four most common types of the non-scarring alopecias. The first one is alopecia areata, androgenetic alopecia, telogen effluvium, and traumatic hair thinning or loss. And for each of these, I'm going to discuss kind of what it looks like, who typically gets it, what to look for, and what to expect. So let's start with alopecia areata. This can be sudden onset and typically in patches that are well defined. These are either circular or oval, and they can be diffuse or become diffuse. And you can even have alopecia totalis, which is the entire scalp, and universalis, which is all over the body, but it will start shedding in one patch, very distinctive. So when you come in for evaluation, typically it's very easily diagnosed. Who gets it? Any age, all races, men or women, kids, and even older individuals can get it. I've had a gentleman in his late 70s develop alopecia areata, so really anyone. And what to look for? It is an autoimmune disorder. So we kind of search for autoimmune disease or ask about that in history, including eczema and allergies. But it can be associated with thyroid. It can be associated with a family history of alopecia areata. Before you come in, if you have someone look around your scalp and you see round or oval patches of total hair loss, you can see shiny scalp, then you might have alopecia areata. The hair does start to grow back, and we call those exclamation point hairs. And what to expect from treatment? Well, it can be really mild and can kind of come and go or wax and wane. However, if you have a severe form of alopecia areata, that's going to need long-term care, and you're probably going to be on treatment for a long time. But real small cases, they can stay away for years and then come back. The next large category, and probably the most common hair thinning, the most common hair loss that I see, is androgenetic alopecia. Androgenetic. This is age-related and hormone-related thinning in a pattern. So it's also called male pattern thinning or baldness, and female pattern thinning. It is not called female pattern baldness because women don't go bald from this. It's just a thinning thing. For men, it's the top of the scalp and the bitemporal areas with thinning and regression of the frontal scalp line. In women, we typically will see a widening of the part in the front of the scalp up near the forehead and thinning on the top. So you can see more scalp as you look at you from the front on the forehead. Both men and women get this. It typically shows up in the 20s and 30s in men. And in women, around the perimenopausal time for women is when we start to see it. So what to look for? Look for thinning up front and on the top. Early onset can signal more severe disease. So if you're a man and it shows up in your teens or early 20s, you're going to have a more severe form of androgenetic alopecia, and we're going to start treating that more aggressively and early. Supplemental hormones can sometimes cause this or worsen this hair thinning because it is hormone driven. Men go bald, as I said, but women do not. And that's a very important thing I try to reassure my female patients about. But however, it is a progressive thinning. And so as time goes on, the thinning really can become severe. So at Charlotte Skin and Laser, we encourage diagnosis and treatment of this so it doesn't get too thin. So what to expect from androgenetic alopecia? Well, it's a slow, gradual decline for most people. And this decline is in both the density of the hair, the amount of hair that's growing in an area, as well as a gradual decline in the thickness of each hair that grows. And this is called miniaturization. So a hair that is once growing thick and long starts getting shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter until it's not growing anymore. At some point, the hair is gone forever. So it's important to treat this early to prevent permanent hair loss. And I just want you to know there are safe and effective treatments available. You can get these treatments from your dermatologist under the guidance of a dermatologist. And this is a lifetime of treatment because this is a lifetime of this condition, of this gradual decline. It does not go away. We don't cure this, but we have great treatments for it. I think the second most common hair thinning that I see is called telogen effluvium. That's EFFLUVIUM, telogen effluvium. Telogen is the resting phase of hair. So when I hear about shedding in the shower, those are telogen hairs typically in the shower. So the resting phase, and this is a disorder of shedding, excessive shedding, of the resting phase of hair. The issue is in this condition is that more of the hair has gone from a growing phase to this telogen resting phase. And when it does that, you notice it shedding in the shower, in your brush, when you do a ponytail, it's thinner, it's just coming out. So this is not a hair not growing thing, it's a hair shedding. So what does it look like? Telogen effluvium is kind of diffuse shedding all over. The hair grows, but it seems to come out more than what you're used to. There's more hair in the drain and more when you brush. It's not breakage. This is just shedding a normal hair. What to look for? Eventually, patients will start to notice more thinning in the temple area. And like I mentioned before, decreased ponytail thickness and thinning at the end of the hair. So you might feel like the hair doesn't grow like it used to. You're very thin at the ends because it's falling out before that hair can grow to that length. Who gets this? This is way more common in women. It is associated with a stressor or a stressful event or a traumatic event. It can be illness, surgery, pregnancy, stress in general, weight loss, and some of these crazy diets can cause this. Nutritional deficiency, medications can cause it, and even COVID. I think we've heard about shedding from COVID. But the confusing part can be the hair loss doesn't start for a couple months after this stressful event. So when we talk about telogen effluvium, I ask about a history from the last 3 to 6 months and what to expect. Well, if we fix the problem, you can expect almost total recovery. I tell patients it's like you went on an extended vacation and your house sitter forgot to water your plant. So you get home, the plant doesn't look so good, but you start watering it, but the leaves fall off. But you're home now and you're watering it. The plant's going to be okay. The leaves are going to grow back because the roots of that plant are normal. It's the same thing with telogen effluvium. The roots are normal. The hair is going to grow back. We just have to fix whatever is causing the thinning, whether it's a medication, a stress, nutritional deficiency, etc. Now, there is one caveat. Sometimes the hair doesn't grow back as thick as it once was in some cases. And the reason is there's an underlying condition, and that most underlying condition, most common one, is the age-related or hormone-related androgenetic alopecia. And so sometimes one condition can reveal the second condition. The last one is fairly uncommon, but it is non-scarring if you catch it early. So I thought I'd throw it in here, is traumatic hair loss. And the most common ones are traction alopecia, which just comes from tight hairstyles, braids, too tight a ponytail, believe it or not, and also from a condition called trichotillomania, where people pull out their hair. And it can lead to scarring alopecia. So early treatment is important. It's more common in women of color because the curly hair shafts are just more fragile and more susceptible. And what to expect? Full recovery as long as we fix that tension and correct the problem. So ask for no pain hairstyles is what we're going for, and don't keep your braids as long. And so that's an overview of the non-scarring hair loss or alopecia. I hope you've enjoyed our discussion, but I want to empower you with the knowledge that these are treatable and early treatment is better, and knowledge is power. And I encourage you to get evaluated by a board certified dermatologist if you're experiencing any hair thinning. Thank you for joining us today. We look forward to you on our next edition of Queen City Podcast.